Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Christmas is a heavy sky and snow falling. Christmas is sharp, chill air. Christmas is sled tracks on the slope of a December hill. Christmas is red cheeks and breath that you can see. It's turkey and cranberry sauce and steaming vegetables. It's a living room gay with bright and many-colored packages. Christmas is ribbon and tinsel. Christmas is a blaze crackling in a fireplace, bulky stockings thumbtacked to the mantel. Christmas is lights on a tree. It's early morning in Rossville, early Christmas morning. Penny Gibbs and her family and friends have been up for hours, for this is a special Christmas for them all.
Here I come.
Oh, no, Freddie Lang, those are Julie's toys, not yours.
I know, Gibbsy. I'm just putting on a little mileage
for
you. Oh, crickets, Freddie. They'll be worn out by the time you get through with them.
Well, I just wanted to see if they all worked, Nora.
Freddie. You know, this is really a special Christmas, thanks to Julie. It's been so long since there's been a child in the house for Christmas.
Well, we'll have one in the house now for many years to come. Little Valerie will be old enough to appreciate things next year.
Yeah, Mr. Billings, that's right. She will at that.
I had her down a little while ago, and she laughed when she saw the lights on the tree.
Yeah, and then she tried to reach out and pull them off. And after I worked on those strings of lights for 3 hours
last
night...
Oh, but you did a wonderful job on the tree, Freddie.
Yeah.
It's the prettiest tree we ever had.
Gee, thanks.
I think it's lovely.
Now, I don't want to take any credit away from you, Freddie, but it seems to me that each Christmas the tree is the most beautiful ever. And, well, it may be, too. Because each succeeding Christmas tree marks another 12 months of love and understanding among men. And another year in which, in spite of bickering, war has continued his slow but hopeful search for God's wish for peace on earth.
Yeah, Mr. Billings, I guess you're right.
We sometimes forget the real meaning of the tree, don't we?
I'm afraid we do, Nora. You know, Jed, I never heard you make a speech so early in the morning before.
Well, Penny, that's because you're usually in bed this early in the morning.
Oh, stop it.
Shame on you. Chris, I'd better go out and help Mrs. Billings with breakfast.
Say, Nora, look now. Don't you go lifting anything heavy, will you?
Freddie, this is Christmas, and on Christmas we don't have any worries.
No, but you're still having a baby.
Well, son, next Christmas I guess you'll be in your own home with your own child.
Yes, sir, Mr. Billings. I guess I will be at that, huh?
Oh, it'll seem strange without you, Freddie. This is your third Christmas in this house.
Yeah, I know that, Gibbsy. In fact, I've had all my Christmases here. All three of them. Before that, well, you know, I didn't know much about what Christmas was or anything. But look, well, we don't want to talk about things like that on Julie's Christmas, do we?
You say, if it's Julie's Christmas, where is the young lady? Still dreaming about Santa Claus and his reindeer?
Gosh, I'm glad you mentioned those reindeer, Mr. Billings.
Huh?
Look, I've got to run up on the roof with a stick and make some sleigh marks in the snow.
Oh.
I promised Julie she'd be able to see where Santa Claus parked his sleigh while he came down the chimney.
Well, don't forget to make hoof marks to show where the reindeer stood.
Yes, and don't fall off the roof.
Yeah, the first I'll do. The second I hope I'll
Oh, that boy certainly loves Julie.
Yeah, how can anybody help but love her? I hope she has a nice Christmas.
Well, I don't know why she shouldn't. Her mother's on her way to Rossville, and in a little while she'll come down to all this, the tree, presents, and toys. This should be a happy day for her, as Christmas should be a happy day for all children. For all people, for that matter.
I know. For all people, young and old alike. At least it should be.
Child, are you happy this Christmas?
As happy as possible, Jade. Oh, I know I'm not the only person in the world who's missing someone this Christmas. There are thousands of us in every town, every land, every part of the world. And I'm not unhappy inside just for myself, but for everybody who misses a loved one this Christmas. All Christmas is to come.
Now, what's the idea of long faces this beautiful Christmas morning?
Good morning, Mother.
Merry Christmas, Grace.
Thank you, darling. Oh, Jed, you little boy. Who but you would put a holly wreath on the back of his wheelchair?
Well, you can celebrate Christmas in the wheelchair as well as on your feet.
I know you can.
And I've got to get off my feet a little while. I've walked a mile in that kitchen this morning, and it isn't even time for breakfast yet.
Okay, then I'll take over in the kitchen. Everything in here is all ready.
Oh, Penny, the room looks lovely.
Doesn't it, though?
I'm sure Julie's going to burst with excitement when she comes down.
Oh, for the life of me, I can't see how you kept her in bed so long.
Well, Freddie figured that out. He kept her up till after midnight last night, looking out the window for Santa and his flying sleigh.
Penny, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. It didn't hurt her to stay up late, Mother. She wouldn't have gone to sleep anyhow. Freddie kept her company anyway.
And he's making good his promise that St. Nick was going to land on our roof, too.
Oh?
Yeah, he's up there making runner tracks with a stick.
Oh, heavens. I hope he doesn't fall off.
Well,
no, he didn't, Mrs. Billings. Hiya. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Freddie.
Well, son, did you make the marks for the reindeer tracks, too?
Oh, I sure did, Mr. Billings. I used my fist to make marks in the snow with them. And believe me, we've got the only reindeer footprints in captivity with knuckles on them.
Say, we better wake Julie up. Breakfast will be ready soon.
Well, I'll go help her dress, Penny.
Oh, would you, darling? Thanks. I'll give Nora a hand in the kitchen.
Hey, I hope Nora's dad gets here in time for breakfast. He said he would.
Oh, I imagine he'll be here before long, Freddie. True, it snowed last night, but I'm sure the highways are clear. He should be here soon.
I'll get it.
Hey, Nora, maybe that's Dad now.
Oh, I hope so, Freddie. Julie's coming down in a minute, and Dad wants to see what happens.
Merry Christmas, Nora.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Here's the Merry Christmas kiss.
Oh, cranberry sauce.
Hi, Dad. Merry Christmas.
Oh, same to you, Freddie. I'll just toss my coat over here, Nora. I haven't missed seeing Julie come down, have I?
No, Daddy, but a few minutes more and you would have. Come on, everybody's in the living room. Julie was told to comb her hair and brush it 50 strokes before coming down.
So that everyone could be in on her entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Glad you could spend the day with us, Mr. Williams.
Well, Mr. Billings, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I'd have come in from the farm in a horse and buggy to see Julie's face when she walks in here.
Well, I imagine, Mr. Williams, you and Jed have made many a wagon trip on Christmas.
Oh, yes, we have, Mrs. Billings, in the good old days.
Be quiet, everybody. Julie's coming downstairs now.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is what I've been waiting for.
I came miles to see this, Mrs. Billings. And Mr. Williams, it's going to be worth the trip.
Freddie, don't stand there. Julie won't be able to see the tree from the doorway.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Nora.
Shh. Here she is, everybody. Merry Christmas, Julie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Aunt Grace. Aunt Nora. Uncle Jed. Uncle Paul.
Hi.
Uncle Freddie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Julie, how do you like the tree?
The tree?
Yeah.
It's beautiful, Uncle Fred.
It's your tree, Julie. It's yours.
Thank you, Aunt Nora.
Well, it's almost time for breakfast, but you can open one of your presents before breakfast if you like. Which one would you like to open?
Any one, Aunt Penny.
Well, how about this great big one right here, Julie?
All right, Uncle Jim.
Maybe this smaller one here would be more exciting, Julie.
Any one is all right with me, Uncle Paul. They're all beautiful.
Penny, could I see you in the hall for a minute, dear?
Hmm? Oh, Nora, help Julie with the presents, will you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, crickets, Julie. This looks like an exciting one. Such a funny shake box.
What's the matter, darling? Well, Penny, something's the matter with Julie.
Yes, I know. It's kind of obvious.
Why, she's hardly paid any attention to anything. She scarcely looked at the tree.
I know. She's definitely not interested in her presents, either.
Well, do you think it's because her mother's not here?
No, I talked to her about her mother last night. Peg's on her way back to Rossville, and Julie's thrilled about that. Something else.
Well, I think we ought to find out what it is, Penny. This is Julie's Christmas, and I hate to see it spoiled.
Yeah, so do I, but I don't know when to ask her.
Well, right now, at the very beginning. Or maybe her entire day will be spoiled.
All right, darling, I'll ask her.
Julie!
Yes, Aunt Penny?
Hey, Julie, look what was in the funny-looking box. Now, isn't that something for you, huh?
Yes, Aunt
Penny. Julie, darling, I want to ask you something.
What, Aunt Penny?
Darling, you're not very happy. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, Julie, something's bothering you. You shouldn't be unhappy on Christmas Day.
No, you shouldn't, Julie. But you are. And it mustn't be about your mother. She'll be here in a day or two.
I know that, Uncle Jim.
Well, darling, what's the matter? We want you to have a nice Christmas. And if anything is wrong, we want you to tell us.
It won't help if I tell you, Aunt Penny.
I don't know why it won't.
It won't. Because you can't make Santa Claus go places he can't go.
Well, now, look, Julie, Santa Claus does go everywhere. Oh, and by the way, you can see his sled marks up on our roof, too.
Freddie's right, Julie. Santa Claus does go everywhere. What makes you think he doesn't?
He didn't go to two of the children at school. I know, because they told me. They're too poor for Santa Claus to come to see them.
Well,
What are the names of these children, Julie?
One is Mary Cavanaugh, and the other one is Timothy Lane.
Jed, what are you getting at?
Names? You know where they live, Julie?
Oh, yes.
I'll go get my hat and coat.
Freddie, where are you going?
To get little Mary Cavanaugh and Timothy Lane, just as soon as Mr. Billings finds out where they live.
Wait, son, now, I'll go with you.
Yeah, great, Dad. Hey, Penny, This is the right thing to do, isn't it?
I was about to suggest it, Freddie.
Well, now, let's have those addresses, Julie, and, we'll have some Christmas company.
Oh, Uncle Jed, can we tell them Santa Claus didn't know where they lived and left the presents here? Can we tell them that, can we?
Timothy, a clown can't walk on his head without using his hands.
This one can, Julie. Watch.
See, silly, he fell over.
That's because I wanted him to marry. Clowns do crazy things. That's why they're clowns.
Then I'm glad I got a doll for Christmas and not a clown. I don't like crazy things. Julie, did Santa Claus really leave these presents here for us?
Did he know that we were coming over here today?
I guess he did. Well, why did he leave them here with your names on them?
I guess Santa Claus knew you knew us because we go to the same school.
I bet that's how he knew, too. I'm glad I go to the same school you do, Julie. Aren't you, Mary?
Oh, yes. When these men came to my house to get me, I wasn't a bit surprised, though.
You wasn't, Mary?
I wasn't either. Why weren't you, Timothy? I didn't know till this morning that Santa Claus left presents here for you.
I knew, because my mom told me that Santa Claus would bring me something for Christmas. And this is what he brought. Presents, fun, lots of things to eat.
I knew because I was good all year. And Mommy said if I was a good girl, I'd have a wonderful Christmas. This is a wonderful Christmas, Julie. I'm so glad I was good.
Santa Claus always remembers good boys and girls. This is my most wonderful Christmas ever since I was a little girl. And next year...
Julie, yes. Mary, Timothy...
Yes, Aunt Penny.
Freddie's going to play the piano. We're going to sing Christmas carols. Don't you want to join us?
Oh, yes, Lance.
I want to sing Noel.
I want to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Well, let's sing what Julie wants to sing, Timothy. This is her house.
Well, you kids, how's about letting the musician of the family decide what we're going to sing first, huh?
All right, Freddie, you choose the first one.
Okay.
Okay, now let's go.
Don't anybody hold back. Going to sing next?
Well, let's let the children pick the next one, Freddie.
I think that's a good idea, Penny.
Okay.
Well, what do you say there, Julie? Mary? Timothy? Well, what's it going to be, huh?
Anything.
Oh, yes, just anything.
I don't care what, as long as we do sing.
Okay, then let's just sing anything, Freddie.
All right.
It's Christmas, and Timothy and Mary and Julie have shown us what Christmas is for.
On this grand and glorious day, two words are being repeated over and over again. Two words are echoing from home to home, from city to city, clear across this wonderful land of ours. Those two expressive words hold a world of meaning because they carry a message of goodwill and a wish for happiness. And we'd like to repeat them once more, simply and sincerely, for you. From all the members of the Kroger family, to you and your family, a very sincere wish for a Merry Christmas. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.